U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is making a surprise visit to Iraq, the highest-level trip there by an American official since President Donald Trump announced a pullback of U.S. military forces in Syria. Mr. Pence is scheduled to meet with the president of Iraqi Kurdistan, Nachirvan Barzani, in a movement to reassure U.S. allies in the fight against the Islamic State. Syrian Kurds sustained a bloody Turkish assault last month, blamed by many on President Trump's border pullback decision. Hong Kong's High Court has reinstated, at least for a week, a ban on anti-government demonstrators wearing face masks to hide their identities. The ban was initially imposed in October under rarely used emergency powers in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. The latest decision comes as police brace for possible unrest during district council elections scheduled for Sunday. Pro-democracy candidate Chris Chan says it's time for calm discussions.
After a massive moment, I think an election can reflect the public opinion to some extent. Another point is it is time for us to calm down and tell the government in a civilized way what we want to do. As for myself, I am working in cultural and art industry, and I think it is very important to use my professional skill to contribute to rebuilding the society at this moment.
In Colombia, President Iván Duque has put the capital, Bogotá, under curfew amid continuing protests against his conservative government. This after an estimated 250,000 people took to the streets in one of the nation's biggest marches in recent history. Three people were reported killed. Officials in southwestern Colombia say three police officers were killed during an attack on a police station in Santander de Quilchao. But City Secretary Jaime Asprilla told the French news agency the assault was not related to the demonstrations against President Duque. A U.S. federal judge has ruled that $180 million should go to a Washington Post reporter, Jason Rezaian, and his family in a suit against Iran, which held Rezaian captive for 544 days and convicted him for espionage. The judge described as outrageous how Iranian authorities had denied the journalist sleep and medical care and torturing him to gain leverage in negotiations with the United States. To this point, Tehran has never responded to the suit. Watching a series of public impeachment hearings in the House of Representatives over the past 2 weeks, U.S. President Trump may have had the sound turned down, given his optimistic view of the results. Appearing on the Fox News channel, he also doubled down on claims this is simply part of an effort to deprive him of re-election in 2020 and to overthrow his presidency. Here's AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Does President Trump think he'll be impeached?
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
The president says if the House does impeach him, he'd welcome a trial in the Senate.
I want a trial. You know, I could think I could have it.
And he says this has been good for his poll numbers in the swing states.
I'm way up in every one of them because of the impeachment thing.
The president told Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends he was trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in aid over the summer. Rita Foley, Washington.
Following House Judiciary Committee hearings in December, Democrats are generally expected to file articles of impeachment and approve them by Christmas. A trial in the U.S. Senate would come next. A former State Department official and senior employee of the U.S. Agency for Global Media has been sentenced to 3 months in prison for theft of government property. Haroon Ullah, who served as a chief strategy officer for the agency that oversees Voice of America, had pled guilty to skimming tens of thousands of dollars by submitting falsified invoices and billing the government for personal trips to promote a book he wrote. A former CIA case agent has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for an espionage conspiracy with China. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
55-year-old Jerry Chung-Shing Lee has been sentenced in federal court in Alexandria after his guilty plea earlier this year to conspiracy to commit espionage. Prosecutors say Chinese intelligence officers gave Lee more than $840,000 and that Lee likely gave them all the information he had from a 13-year career as a CIA case officer. They wanted a prison term of over 20 years. Defense lawyers who wanted 10 years say the government never showed that the money came from China or that Lee ever carried out any plans to deliver government secrets. Shelley Adler, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. There is also available a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.